Chapter 11. Pass the Benzoyl Peroxide. On the train ride to my dad's, Miri doesn't even pretend to care about the tryouts. All she wants to talk about is the spell for STB.
"He's going to take one look at her and run the other way," she says gleefully. "And then she'll finally be out of our lives."
"Finally," I repeat. Even though we can't perfectly imagine what life would be like with a single dad, he and STB were an item after 6 months of him being separated from my mom. Those 6 months without her were much better than the time with her. We were the priority. He lived in the city in a building called Putter's Place. It's a popular building for Manhattan fathers when they leave their wives. On Sundays, I'd see half the kids in my grade with their suitcases in the lobby.
Maybe he'll never remarry. Maybe he'll miss us and come home. The backs of my eyes prick.
Maybe I should think about something more fun, like the fashion show. And speaking of finally, on Monday I'll know if I made the cut. Do you think that my tripping screwed my chances?
"Uh-huh,"
Miri says. She's obviously not paying attention because the proper response would have been, "No, of course not. Don't be stupid." She pulls her new spell notebook out of her school bag. She's now making lists of her attempted spells and her observations in a navy blue spiral book that she doesn't let out of her sight, as well as a foot-long, inch-wide glass beaker filled with light orange guck.
"We have to get this cream on STB's skin."
"Where did you get that beaker? It looks like something from science class."
"That's where I got it."
"You stole it from your science lab? I thought you were a good witch, not a bad one." She flushes.
"I'll return it on Monday."
"Sure you will." I shake my head with exaggerated disappointment. 2 weeks and you've already gone over to the dark side. She pouts until I stick out my tongue and wag it up and down. As usual, my silly face makes her laugh. She crosses her eyeballs in response.
"So how are you going to get the concoction on STB's skin?"
I ask.
"Hug her?" "I would if that weren't completely out of character. She'd know something was up. Why don't you mix it in with her moisturizer? You know, the $200 mini tube she special orders from France and hides on the top shelf of their bathroom? If I mix it with that, she'll get a rash every time she uses the cream. Is that what's going to happen? She's going to get a face rash? We could have just put poison ivy in her room. It's supposed to cause the ugliest of ugliest face conditions, which I'm guessing means boils or maybe even jaundice. It's not going to hurt, is it?"
It's one thing to make her temporarily ugly, but I'd feel horrible if we caused her any physical pain. I was just kidding about breaking Annie's and Wendy's legs. Sort of.
"No, and I added horseradish, which is supposed to make any spell temporary, so it should only last a few days. Just long enough to make Daddy snap out of his fascination with her and cancel the wedding."
Miri stares into the beaker.
"Keep your fingers crossed."
As soon as we step off the train, we spot our father.
"Hi, Daddy,"
Miri says, and throws her arms around him. I feel a lump in my throat, like I always do when I first see him. It really sucks to have divorced parents. I know I'm supposed to be mature about it. I'm lucky to have two parents who love me, etc., etc. But sometimes I can't help feeling sorry for myself. I don't want to be a hypotenuse stretched between two divergent parents. I don't want to see my dad only once every 2 weeks. I see my gym teacher more often than that. Is that normal? My dad hugs me, and my throat slowly delumps. He takes our bags, and we follow him to the car, where STB and Prissy are waiting. STB waves as soon as she spots us. Prissy squishes her face against the back window. STB turns her head to see us when we climb into the back, then gives us a big fake smile.
"Hi, girls. How are you?"
There's no way she likes these weekends. Why would she? Who wants to take care of two teenagers?
"I get to sit in the middle,"
Prissy says, settling back into her booster seat. STB faces front again, admiring her reflection in the sun visor mirror.
"Did you have a good 2 weeks?"
"Yup," I say. I bet she won't be admiring herself after tomorrow. And I bet as soon as my dad's out of earshot, she won't be this nice.
That's great, she says. Really great.
As if she cares how our weeks went. Two can play that game. How were your weeks? I ask. She sighs.
Oh, long. Weddings are so difficult to plan, aren't they, honey?
She reaches over and pats my dad's bald spot. If she keeps touching it, it's going to get even bigger.
And we'll have three more weddings to plan after this one, since we have three daughters, my father says.
It weirds me out that Prissy lives with my father. At least she doesn't call him Dad. I wonder if she'll start to after the wedding. Her father lives in L.A., so she only sees him a few times a year. I wonder why he and STB got divorced. I wish he'd share the reasons with my dad. I'll ask him for a top 10 list if we ever meet. My father parks in front of Happy Palace, the neighborhood Chinese restaurant, to pick up takeout.
Honey, will you ask for chopsticks for me?
STB, the show-off, asks as he gets ready to run in. As soon as he's gone. Okay, it was a few minutes later, but still, she's so rude. STB whirls around.
Miri, how are your fingers? Have you stopped biting?
Miri sits on her hands.
Do we have to put the band-aids back on? And I won't have you giving me attitude like last time. Your mother might let you get away with that type of behavior, but it won't be happening at my house.
Miri's face turns redder than a stop sign. I'm hoping she turns STB into a frog, but nothing happens. She must be exercising her self-control. It's one of the things they learn in Taekwondo. She'd be amazing on a diet.
And Rachel, I'd appreciate it if you could try to keep your room tidy this weekend. I'm not a maid.
Mommy doesn't like messes, Prissy adds.
STB laughs.
No, I don't. And sometimes your room looks as if it was taken over by animals.
I wish Miri were sitting next to me so I could squeeze her hand hard. My father returns with the food.
That was quick, honey,
STB says, smiling sweetly, all traces of evil gone from her voice. He hands her the food and kisses her on the cheek. How does he not see through her sickeningly sweet facade?
Lemon chicken, General Tso's shrimp, Szechuan beef, and crispy noodles with tofu for Miri, he says while backing the car into the street.
Did you get me chopsticks?
STB asks. He slams his hand against his forehead.
Oops.
That's all right. Next time.
When we reach our driveway, I help my dad with the bags. Miri approaches our target.
You have dirt on your cheek.
STB wipes her face with the back of her glove.
I do? Where?
I'll get it,
Miri says. And before STB can reply, Miri dips her gloved finger into the vial behind her back and rubs a drop of the concoction on STB's cheek.
Thanks,
STB says. Miri smiles.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Score!
I refrain from giving Miri a thumbs up and lift my suitcase out of the trunk.
Ha! I'll show her an animal.
She's about to look like one. The next morning, at some unearthly hour, we are awakened by a piercing scream. Miri and I spring from our beds. A second later, we hear another, even more piercing scream.
I guess it worked, I whisper.
We open our door and poke our heads into the hallway. STB shrieks yet a third time. We slowly walk to my father's room and knock.
Hello?
I ask.
Is everything all right?
Then I whisper in my sister's ear.
Be subtle.
My father opens the door, looking half asleep.
Girls, did either of you pack any pimple cream? Jennifer broke out.
I don't think benzoyl peroxide is going to do the trick this time, Dad.
Can we see?
My not-so-subtle sister asks.
What Miri means, I say, elbowing her in the stomach, is that as teenagers, we are often afflicted with various unfortunate skin conditions, so perhaps we can help, or at least empathize.
This seems to make sense to my dad as he nods and says,
Jennifer, come show the girls.
I'm not a freak show, she cries from their private bathroom. I must have had an allergic reaction. No more General Tso, I can promise you that.
Maybe the girls can help,
my dad says. The bathroom door opens slowly. I see an arm, and then a face covered in clusters of good old-fashioned zits.
That's it? Where are the boils? The rash? Are pimples the worst face condition a witch can come up with? There's hardly a day that goes by when I don't have a pimple. I'm finding this highly insulting.
Any suggestions, girls? STB asks.
No, we say in unison.
I'm trying not to laugh.
I'm sure they'll go away soon.
Exactly,
my father says. He pulls his precious fiancée into a hug.
They're kind of cute. Makes me imagine what you looked like as a teenager.
STB giggles and pats his bald spot. I try not to gag. Miri and I desert the love fest and retreat to our room.
Acne?
I whisper angrily.
That's the best you could come up with?
She shivers.
Whew, I hate pimples.
At 12, she has yet to experience one, and therefore sees them as the world's worst potential affliction.
Well, they're not going to be enough to propel our father out of love with her. He didn't stop loving me when I had that massive zit on my nose last Christmas, did he?
She shivers again. That zit, which I referred to as Santa's gift, we joked that I must have been really bad last year, had freaked her out so much that she had started stuttering in its presence. I don't know how she's going to manage high school.
Maybe if he's not so mesmerized by her beauty,
she reminds me,
he'll see her true self.
I'm not convinced.
Hey, did you ever find out what Taraxacum officinal was? Of course, it's in the spell. It's a fancy name for a dandelion.
I'm going to the drugstore, my father says through our closed door. I have to pick up some pimple medicine and some vitamin A. That'll be good for Jennifer's skin.
I climb back into bed. What would be even better for her skin is packing up and moving out. Can we give her that in a pill? A few hours later, at a normal waking time, I pass my father on the stairs. My stomach is growling from hunger, and my dad is getting ready to go to the office. I can't believe he's working again on the weekend, which means Miri and I get to spend the day with the pimple queen. And then I notice it. The nasty, fist-sized red zit on his chin. I stop him in mid-step.
Dad, you're breaking out too.
I've never seen my father with a pimple. Fathers aren't supposed to have them. They're also not supposed to cry or show signs of weakness. Or leave you alone with a wicked STB.
I am?
He touches his chin.
I was wondering what that bump was.
I race back to our room and close the door. Miri is reading the spell book shielded by her science textbook.
He's breaking out too,
I whisper breathlessly.
What? Dad has a pimple on his chin. Is it possible it's a coincidence?
She stares at me and continues staring at me. Then, with a trembling hand, she points at my nose.
It's back.
She stammers. No. No, no, no. No way.
Don't tell me that.
She drops her book and covers her face with her hands.
I screwed up.
I can't break out now. Santa's gift lasted for 2 weeks. Raph or Mick will never ask me to spring fling if I have a massive boulder on my nose. I push Miri away and peer into the nearest mirror.
No,
I cry, horrified.
It is back. Bigger and badder than before.
I thought sequels always paled when compared to their originals.
And what's that on my forehead? How did this happen?
I shriek, spinning toward Miri.
Did you put the spell on me too?
Miri gnaws on her thumb.
I don't know. Maybe it can spread. Maybe Dad touched STB with the potion and it spread to him and then you when he kissed you goodnight.
Her hand flies to her cheek.
What if I get it too?
She starts scribbling in her spell observation notebook.
I'm going to cry. What if it spreads all over? Onto my hands, my neck, my stomach. Who knows what this spell is capable of? My entire body could become one big erupting pimple.
I grab her shoulders.
You need to fix this now.
Her eyes fill with tears.
I don't know how.
Figure it out. I storm out of the room and knock on my dad's door. I expect to find him and STB in a state of hysterics. But instead, they're lying on the bed, cuddling, and worse, giggling. I have it too, I say, which for some inexplicable reason just makes them laugh louder.
Let's see,
my dad says. I stand over them and point to my nose. STB's face has worsened. Her forehead is covered in pus. My father's acne has spread to his bald spot.
The pimple cream is in the medicine cabinet,
my dad offers. As if that would work.
We should call Harry, STB says.
Harry is my father's friend who also happens to be a doctor.
In case it's shingles or the chicken pox or measles.
I think those spread to your whole body and not just your face,
my father says.
But I guess I should call him.
STB points to his blistering forehead and cracks up. They both start rolling on the bed there laughing so hard. Why isn't he repulsed and realizing how horrible she is? Apparently, like pimples, laughter is contagious. I back out of the room before I catch the ladder, too, and run back to our room. We need a cure. Pronto. I open the door to find Miri having a minor panic attack. A zit has appeared under her left eyebrow. I grab a paper bag from the kitchen and tell her to breathe into it so she won't pass out. Then I start reading the book. Fixing this is obviously up to me. Ha-ha, I say an hour later when Miri's cheeks have regained color.
There are two potential solutions. Spell reversal or a new spell for clear skin. Spell reversal, she says, pacing the length of the room. No need to throw another unknown into the mix. We could end up translucent.
She trips over the pants I wore yesterday and gives me a withering look. Then she hangs them up.
The only problem with spell reversal is that it's a 5-broomer. If you can't even handle an easy spell, how would you handle this one?
Her face brightens.
I could call Mom. Are you crazy? She'd freak.
She'd be furious about our plan to make STB ugly, and she'd demand to know what other spells Miri has concocted. I'd lose my rhythm for sure.
Keep Mom out of this. Then I'll do the clear skin spell.
She lies on her bed, sticks her feet up against the wall.
Let me see the book.
I pass it, lie down beside her, and cross my big foot over her tiny one. She sighs.
I don't know about these ingredients. We need a teaspoon of salt from the sea, 2/4 of a cup of lemon juice, and 5/15 of a cup of milk. What is that?
1/3 of a cup, I say smoothly. Miri slams her hand against the book in exasperation.
Why can't these ancient sorcerers just say what they mean?
Maybe it got screwed up in the translation.
Or maybe it's the book's master plan to get me to help my sister.
But where are we going to find salt from the sea? Do you think Dad will take us to the beach? Brainstorm.
Remember before school started when I used STB's mud mask and I got all pissed because it took off my tan?
She nods.
That was a Dead Sea mud mask. STB has a whole collection of beauty products from the Dead Sea, including salts. They're in the back of the bathroom cupboard, behind Dad's
There's probably no reason to share the Viagra finding with Miri. It freaked me out enough for the two of us.
Behind Dad's vitamins. I'll get the salts. And there are lemons in the white pottery bowl in the kitchen.
Miri shakes her head and starts biting the skin on her pinky.
Rachel, those are fake. Haven't you noticed they've been there for a year and that they don't smell?
Why would someone showcase fake lemons?
Why are there drawers in the kitchen that don't open? Who knows? They have lemonade in the fridge. I guess that will have to do. And they must have milk.
The skin on her pinky is bleeding.
They do, but since STB is lactose intolerant, it's all lactate milk. Do you think that makes a difference?
I take a breath, then frown. Can you please stop mutilating your fingers? It's grossing me out. She looks at her hand.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
I throw her a tissue. You're lucky STB's been too preoccupied to make you wear Band-Aids.
Okay, let's get Operation Clear Skin in motion.
The doorbell rings, and we join the rest of the family downstairs.
It's not measles or shingles,
Harry says, scanning our faces.
It looks like acne, but I have no idea why all of you have it.
STB swats Prissy's hand away from her face, which is now covered as well. Stop scratching, honey. You're making it worse.
Prissy looks the most ridiculous with her acne, but seems to mind the least.
They're fun,
she says, poking her pimples.
I can play connect the dots. In school, we sometimes play connect the dots.
I tune her out and watch Harry write us a prescription for a new medicine called Zonerate.
It should alleviate your symptoms by midweek.
Midweek? This problem had better be history tomorrow. I can't go to school like this. 35 minutes later, while my father and STB go to the pharmacy to fill the prescription, STB is wearing a baseball hat and large sunglasses as a disguise. I couldn't believe she even went with my dad, but she's probably wanting to get out of spending any extra time with the two of us. Miri cleans the beaker with boiling water, as the spellbook directs. Then, in the bathroom, Miri by the sink, me on the rim of the tub. She mixes the lemonade with the lactose-free milk and the Dead Sea salts. Prissy knocks on the door.
Can I come in?
We're busy, Miri yells. Come back later.
Sometimes she talks to Prissy the way I talk to her, or the way Jewel talks to me, as if I'm a groupie. I wonder what Jewel did today. I called her yesterday, but hung up when I got her machine, and called Tammy instead.
Why not now?
Prissy whines.
Because then you'll tell your mother we're casting evil spells on her, and she'll make us see a shrink.
We'll be out in a second, I say through the door. I hope she doesn't set the house on fire while we're in here, I tell Miri. We're the worst babysitters ever.
It's done, Miri says. Now be quiet.
Skin so smooth, feels like silk, face like an angel, white as milk.
I shiver from the cold and then snort.
Honestly, I could write this stuff. What if the witch is African-American or Hispanic? If it adjusts to the 21st century, shouldn't it be politically correct?
She shakes the potion and then dabs it on her face.
Did it work?
It's been a second and a half, so no, I say, applying it.
She stares at her reflection in the mirror.
I need it to work now.
You're certainly not the fairest of them all, I tell her.
Prissy slams her foot into the door.
Let me in, please.
I unlock the door and Prissy falls through.
Oh, no. She's taken the connect-the-dots idea to a new level, having drawn black lines all over her face.
What did you do?
I ask incredulously.
I used Mommy's makeup.
I'm washing that off now.
I gingerly wipe her face with a washcloth, trying not to gag. Then I medicate her. Touching someone else's pimples is not a pleasant activity. I'd rank it up there with changing a baby's diaper or cleaning up someone else's vomit.
Thank you,
she says softly and blinks her big blue-green eyes at me. She has the same beautiful ones as STB. My repulsion thaws. She's not so bad. Kind of sweet, actually. I hope she doesn't have the mean gene like her mother. I rinse the cloth, and when I face her again, her little finger goes up her nose. I can't help laughing. She laughs too, and wipes her hand on my wrist. I laugh even harder.
We should put the concoction into the Zonerate cream,
Miri suggests, tidying up.
I don't care that STB looks like a pincushion, but Dad shouldn't have to suffer.
When my dad and STB come home, Miri claims she needs to use the medicine first, grabs it, and sneaks it into the bathroom to replace it with her concoction. By Sunday morning, all five of our faces are clear.
I'm definitely investing in Zonerate,
my father says over breakfast.
It's a miracle drug, and I'm sure the vitamin A didn't hurt either.
You know, I tell Miri on the train home, we could make a fortune if we sold your clear skin potion at school.
No, and we need a new plan.
Why no?
Try to see the big picture.
We could be millionaires.
I'd make a great businesswoman.
I can easily imagine myself walking down Fifth Avenue, screaming into my cell phone, high heels click-clacking against the pavement, hair flowing in the wind as I climb into my private helicopter on the roof of my office. Miri taps me on the head. Can you stop daydreaming and focus? What new plan? The new plan on how to get our father to cancel the wedding. Our first plan backfired. Dad didn't even notice how ugly she was.
I laugh. She did look pretty ugly.
Miri bites her thumb, and I slap her hand away. I know, she says, but he didn't care. In fact, he seemed to love her even more. How is that possible?
Well, he wasn't looking his best either.
I think for a moment. It's not enough to make her appearance ugly. We have to help him see her real personality, how awful she is. She's sweet in front of him, but as soon as he's out of the room, she morphs. Miri nods. So what do? Tape her with a hidden recorder and then play it for Dad? Come on. You're a witch. You can do better than that.
Otherwise, start thinking bridesmaid, as in dresses, as in putrid, puffy, and pink.